Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Good morning, oh happy day. We are here. We have made it. It's Monday. Another week, another dollar. Or is it another day, another dollar? So I had a great weekend. We had Cameron on Saturday. Took him to the little park, a new park that I have discovered that's right up the road from us. He had a blast. And then yesterday I went shopping with my eldest, my daughter. It was her birthday earlier this month, and I promised her a shopping spree. So, well, you know, shopping spree. I got some new clothes for her for work. Let's see. That's what she wanted. I asked what she wanted for her birthday, and she said that was it. She needed new clothes for work, so I got her some new clothes from work. Let's see what else. Basically, that's it this weekend. Watch some movies. The gent and I were all set to watch the whole series of Star Wars. I think I talked about this already. The whole series of Star Wars in chronological order of how the story is told. So we started to watch the, we wanted to start with the Phantom Menace. And of course, we couldn't rent it. They wanted us to buy it. And we were like, nope, we're not buying it. So we went on to Lethal Weapon. We watched Lethal Weapon 1, Lethal Weapon 2. It is so funny because I have watched Lethal Weapon 1 and Lethal Weapon 2 before. But watching it this weekend, it was like watching it for the first time. There were a couple of scenes that, you know, that I remember. Like the one, in the first Lethal Weapon where he's, you know, trying to make a drug deal. He was undercover trying to make a drug deal with these people at the Christmas tree stand. And, you know, talking about how he's crazy. And he pulled the Larry, Moe, and Curly thing from the Three Stooges on him. And I remember that. I remember a couple things, but man, for the most part, it was like watching it for the first time. All right, I have gone on and on about this for way too long. I want to get to the stories that I've posted out on my X-File. I also wanted to share with you that I have put the video of me speaking in front of city council. You'll have to go find it. All right, the first one, Scotland's first minister set to resign after no confidence win. And I think Scotland has this, I think he's a Muslim, first time Muslim. Hamza Yousaf is set to resign as Scotland's first minister after coming to conclusion there is no way for him to survive this week's vote of no confidence, according to a report. Senior figures in the SNP have been told. Okay, so see, they decided to try to be woke, and look at us. We're progressive. We can elect a minister that's Muslim. Look at us. Look at us. Only to realize that, oops, maybe we made a mistake. So I guess this is their form of recalling, I guess. It comes as he had been frantically trying to bolster his support after triggering a meltdown by summarily ditching his Green coalition partners. They have now pledged to back a no confidence motion this week, leaving the parliamentary arithmetic. Okay, whatever. Let's see. This is from the Daily Mail, by the way. Let's see. Anyway, there's a lot to that story. There's a lot of words on this. Oh my God, it's a lot. I wish I could find why they're doing it. My guess is what I just told you earlier. So there's that. I think this is good news. Maybe. I'm not really up on foreign governments, but yeah. So the next one is, y'all, I came out as trans to my wife in my 40s. Our newfound relationship helps us understand each other. A transgender woman who kept her identity a deep secret until she came out to her wife in her 40s has said their new life allows them to be more understanding of each other and explore their future together in new ways. Kelly J. Keene talks about this a lot. Well, she's talked about it before, and she has some ideas about why this is happening and what, you know, You'll have to go watch her videos to get her take on that. It's not good. Joanne, obviously it's not good. Joanne Lockwood, 59 years old, a chief executive who lives in Portsmouth with her wife at 36 years, Marie Manley, 58, began feeling she experienced gender confusion at the age of 8, but over the years started picking up responsibilities, had children, and got on with life. Well, yeah. Joanne did not confide in anyone about her gender dysphoria. Besides posting anonymously on internet forums until 2012, when she and her wife, Marie, started having relationship problems. Lord have mercy. Joanne thinks her relationship with Marie is based on love and togetherness. This image must only be used in conjunction with PA real life story. Okay, yeah, they have a picture of them. Okay, Joanne and Marie started discussing the future of their relationship, and she told her wife she had been cross-dressing all her life, and her honesty allowed the pair to work on their relationship. Look, my husband comes home and tells me he's a cross-dresser. Nope. No, sir, we are done. You have some issues and some problems. You need to go work on them. We're done here. Because there's just something wrong with it. Let's see. With Marie's support, Joanne started presenting as a woman, had laser hair remover on her face, had a hair transplant, attended gender dysphoria support groups, and went on to tell her children and mother the news. God bless. I hope these children are grown. I'm sure they are, since they're, what, in their 40s or what, or 50s, whatever. Sure, she was referred to a gender identity clinic in 2016, and after being bought out of her business as one of the directors of an IT company in 2017, Joanne then began taking testosterone blockers and estrogen. Since then, she has gone on to launch her own business, SEE Change Happen, a diversity and inclusion consultancy practice with a specialism in providing transgender awareness. And she and her wife have adjusted to their new life. No, honey. No, she hasn't. She's got something wrong with her, too. She has not adjusted. No, neither of you are adjusted properly. When Marie admits she misses what the pair once had, she is happy with her new life and describes Joanne as her soulmate with whom she will be together forever. No, well, that's sad. Joanne told PA Real Life, "It brings into question my wife's whole sense of self." Yeah, I'm sure it does. She is now a woman married to a woman. We can both explore our lives together. Good heavens. So there was a lot of deep talking, adjustment, trying to figure stuff out, and it's not linear. I guess not. There are those moments where we were having really great fun together. We really enjoyed each other's company. And there were times where we found it difficult to be in the same room. Well, that's with anybody sometimes, right? You don't have to go change your sex just because you had an argument with your spouse. And no, I don't believe you had gender dysphoria since you were 8. I just don't believe it. No, sir. I'm lucky she can embrace a side to her she hasn't embraced before. Not every person wants to be asked to explore their identity and who they are and are very open to it. Mm-mm. No, this is so sad, y'all. It goes on and on and on. I may have to go back and read this one later. I would love for Kelly J to talk about. That's a long article. It's very long. It goes way on. I will have to go back and read that myself and finish it because it's fascinating. Sad and fascinating, not in a good way. Just because something's fascinating doesn't mean it's good. So, and I guess that's all I'm going to do today. I have a couple of other stories out there for you to, one other story about. Fans are having none of the attacks on Disney World's transgender evil queen inside the Magic Kingdom. You can go read that one yourself because I have gone on and on too long already. And now we are going to have the question of the day. Okay, here's a question of the day. If somebody gave you $500 just out of the blue for no reason, you could do whatever you wanted with it, what would you do with $500 today? Some people may think, well, that's not a whole lot of money. But some people may think, oh, that's a lot of money. Whether you think it's a lot or not, what would you do with $500? If you just came across $500 for no apparent reason and you just have it, no guilt attached to it, how would you spend your $500? And I want to put a stipulation on there. I want to say you can't use it to pay bills. So there. Okay, I'm going to go. You guys have, I don't know. What would I spend it on right now? Okay, here's another stipulation. You can't spend it on anybody else either. You have to spend it on yourself. That kind of limits it, doesn't it? Vacation money. I mean, what would you do? What would you do? Go to a casino, spend it. Would you save it? I don't know. I don't want you to save it. I want you to spend it on something. Gosh, what would I, clothes, food, I don't know. What would you spend it on? Okay. I take back all the stipulations except for the bills. If you want to spend it on somebody else, you can be a saint and spend it on somebody else, but you can't pay it towards a bill. So, you know, what would you spend it on? I guess groceries is a good one. Groceries is good. Yeah. What would you spend $500 on? Okay, gotta go. Thanks for listening. Bye.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!